Chapter 3. Captain Barbossa's Plan. Will Turner was very unhappy. There was something that Elizabeth did not know. He loved Elizabeth, but months before, he saw her kissing Jack on the Pearl. Will hated Jack, but he also needed him. Will wanted to save his father from the Flying Dutchman, so he needed the Black Pearl, the fastest ship on the ocean. But now Will was Xiao Feng's prisoner. The pirate lord pulled him by his hair across the floor to Barbossa and Elizabeth. "This is the thief," he said angrily. "Do you know him?"
"No,"
Elizabeth and Barbossa both said at the same time. Xiao Feng studied their faces.
"No."
He picked up a large knife and touched Will's face with its sharp edge.
"Then I'll kill him."
Elizabeth moved toward Will.
"You're afraid," Xiao Feng said. "Now I know that you and this man are working together."
"Xiao Feng," Barbossa said quickly. "I had no idea."
Xiao Feng looked at Barbossa carefully.
"You want to go to Davy Jones's locker?" he said. "Why?"
It was time to be completely honest. Pirates were not often honest. Barbossa pulled a silver coin out of his pocket and threw it to Xiao Feng.
"A piece of 8,
the pirate lord said quietly. There was a worried look on his face.
"Yes," Barbossa answered. "It's time to call the Brethren Court."
"The court hasn't met in my lifetime," Xiao Feng said. "And when it last met, it ended badly, my father told me.
But the time before that, it helped us to take command of the oceans, didn't it?"
Barbossa said. Barbossa was talking about the story of Calypso, the goddess of the ocean. The first Brethren Court, 9 pirate lords, caught Calypso and turned her from a goddess into an ordinary woman. She couldn't send storms to destroy them. From that day, the oceans belonged to the pirates. Barbossa's voice became more serious.
"And now the East India Trading Company wants to command the oceans. Lord Cutler Beckett is bad for us all."
Xiao Feng shook his head.
"What can any of us do against the company?"
Elizabeth couldn't stay quiet. "You can fight," she shouted. Everyone turned and looked at her.
"You are Xiao Feng, the pirate lord of Singapore. Do you want the company to destroy every pirate in the world? Aren't you going to do something?"
The pirate lord looked carefully at her.
"Elizabeth Swan," he said, "you are an interesting woman."
He smiled at her. Then he turned to Barbossa.
"But you haven't answered my question. What do you want from Davy Jones's locker?"
"Jack Sparrow,"
said a voice from across the room. Will Turner shook the wet hair away from his face and stood up straighter. He wasn't afraid of the pirate lord.
"He's one of the pirate lords," Will said.
Xiao Feng was clearly angry at the sound of Jack Sparrow's name.
"I hate Jack Sparrow. I don't want to see him alive again."
"Jack Sparrow holds 1 of the 9 pieces of 8, Barbossa said. "He didn't give it to anyone before he died. So we must go and get him."
He stopped as swords were suddenly pushed up through holes in the floor by Jack Sparrow's pirates. Elizabeth took 2 swords and threw 1 across the room to Will. He caught it in 1 hand and cut himself free. Then there was a loud noise and the windows broke. The room was full of East India Trading Company agents.